Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, John Stone. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The right fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Al Wingo. Batting sixth. The catcher, Pinky Hargrave. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Harry Heilman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lil Stoner. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Lil Stoner. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The first baseman, Art Shires. Batting third. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Blackerby. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Kamm. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Carl Swanson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Buck Redfern. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Walsh. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ed Walsh. And now, play ball. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Blackerby, who is chasing the ball. Stone reaches third base with a triple. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a fly ball towards right. Reynolds catches it and throws to home to double up Stone. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Swanson fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer misplays the ball. That's an error on Gehringer. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards first. Heilman fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. George Blackerby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackerby hits a pop-up towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave hits a fly ball into left field. Blackerby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener hits a fly ball into left field. Blackerby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Kamm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kamm takes first base on ball four. Carl Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stoner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Buck Krause now catching. Lil Stoner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoner hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is one for one in the game, with a triple. Stone hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Blackerby, who is chasing the ball. Stone reaches third base with a triple. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walsh fields it and throws to first for the out. Stone scores. Gehringer moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Walsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walsh bunts towards first. Heilman scoops it up and throws to first, with Gehringer covering, for the out. Krause moves to second. One out. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 1 in the game. Ma still takes first base on ball 4. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0 for 1 in the game. Shires hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 0 for 1 in the game. Wingo hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 0 for 1 in the game. Hargrave hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Swanson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Heilman takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 1 in the game. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tavener for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Blackerby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackerby is 0 for 1 in the game. Blackerby hits a line drive into center field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 0 in the game. with a walk. Kam takes first base on ball 4. Carl Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0 for 1 in the game. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Heilman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Swanson for the out. Kam moves to second. Two outs. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 0 for 1 in the game. Redfern hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lil Stoner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoner is 0 for 1 in the game. Stoner hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 triples. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Swanson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Geringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geringer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Geringer takes first base on ball 4. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fothergill hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Blackerby. Fothergill reaches second base with a double. Geringer goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Tigers. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 2 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Krause takes first base on ball 4. Ed Walsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walsh is 0 for 0 in the game. Walsh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavner scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mostill takes first base on ball 4. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0 for 2 in the game. Shires hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wingo. Shires reaches second base with a double. Mostill goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1 Tigers. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Shires moves to third. George Blackerby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackerby is 0 for 2 in the game. Blackerby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 0 for 2 in the game. Wingo hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Krause settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 0 for 2 in the game. Hargrave hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Heilman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hargrave moves to second. Jackie Taubner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taubner is 0-for-2 in the game. Taubner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mostill. Taubner reaches second base with a double. Hargrave scores. Heilman moves to third. It's 3-1, Tigers. Lil Stoner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoner is 0-for-2 in the game. Stoner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heilman scores. Taubner moves to third. It's 4-1, Tigers. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Taubner scores. Stoner moves to second. It's 5-1, Tigers. Grady Atkins now pitching. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 2-for-3 in the game, with two triples. Stone strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Swanson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Com hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0-for-2 in the game. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 0-for-2 in the game. Redfern hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Krause hits a fly ball into center field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Swanson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-3 in the game. McManus hits a line drive into left field. Blackerby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 0-for-3 in the game. Wingo takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hargrave hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Swanson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy pinch hits for Grady Atkins. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Taubner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Mostill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Shires is hit by the pitch. Mostill moves to second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ma still scores. Shires moves to third. Reynolds moves to second. It's 5-2, Tigers. Oney Carroll now pitching. George Blackerby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackerby is 0-for-3 in the game. Blackerby hits a pop-up towards first. Heilman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Com takes first base on ball 4. Bib Falk pinch hits for Carl Swanson. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a pop-up towards first. Heilman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ted Blankenship now pitching. Bill Hunfield now playing second base. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Heilman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Tavener hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oney Carroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carroll hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hunfield fields it and throws to first for one. The throw to second, and they've got Heilman trapped. There's the throw back to Hunfield who tags Heilman for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Redfern hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Krause hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alex Metzler pinch hits for Ted Blankenship. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a pop-up towards short. Tavener settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hargrave for a passed ball. Krause moves to second. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Ma still is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. George Cox now pitching. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 2-for-4 in the game, with two triples. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Redfern misplays the ball. That's an error on Redfern. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stone. The throw from Krause, and Redfern drops the ball. That's a stolen base and an error. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Fothergill bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Gehringer moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-4 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stone scores. Gehringer scores. Fothergill moves to second. It's 7-2, Tigers. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Wingo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ma Still, who is chasing the ball. Wingo reaches third base with a triple. Fothergill scores. McManus goes all the way around to score. It's 9-2, Tigers. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hargrave hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wingo scores. It's 10-2, Tigers. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. Heilman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Tavener hits a fly ball into center field. Ma Still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Oney Carroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carroll is 0-for-1 in the game. Carroll hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hargrave moves to second. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 triples. Stone takes first base on ball 4. Hargrave moves to third. Carroll moves to second. Dan Dugan now pitching. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-2 in the game. With 3 walks. Gehringer hits a fly ball into center field. Ma Still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Shires hits a line drive into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Reynolds hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Blackerby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackerby is 0-for-4 in the game. Blackerby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Com hits a fly ball into right field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 10, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.